We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital in the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show, and the action is already underway. We also welcome all of those listening to us on our local radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and of course our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone with your apps. KSHP app, you can listen to us through the radio station, the YouTube app, you can see and hear us through the YouTube app as well, and of course anywhere you get your podcasting. We welcome you to the show, however, wherever, whenever. Early in the morning, you better believe it. But they're already underway, a half a world away in Saudi Arabia at the Saudi Cup racing for today. And I can only tell you this, that our chatters have been chatting away. I know that they have been up watching races, the races on cable television or on the FanDuel network, however you might get it. The races at the Saudi race course and Riyadh race course in Saudi Arabia already. And we have some of the early results as well. They are on the track and getting ready to go in the sixth race, the Neom Turf Cup at a mile and 5/16 on the turf. Big favorite in that race right now is a horse called Shin Emperor. Shin Emperor is a big favorite the last time I looked, and I'm taking a look right now. 6-5, American Pool odds in the Whirlpool, I should say. 6-5 for the Whirlpool, and they are still in the paddock for that sixth race. The Saudi Cup will be the ninth race on the card. That will go a little way after we're off the air. But the Neom Turf Cup should be going soon, and we will try to get the results as they're happening there. Earlier races, the first race on the card, just for a purse of $1.5 million, was won by an American jockey. Joel Rosario guided Almobir to a win, paying $8.10 on the American pool in that race. The second race was a big Arabian Stakes race, and then we moved to the third race. This was the Saudi Derby. Now, there was no points up for grabs in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points for the Kentucky Derby in the Saudi Derby, but the Saudi Derby winner, Golden Vekoma wins and pays $11.70, outrunning Mahali and Shin Forever, who finished third. In the Riyadh Sprint, the Breeders' Cup Sprint champion Straight No Chaser was bet down from the word go, and when they opened the gate, he did just that. He went right to the lead, battled a little bit on the lead, but from the inside, and won easily, pulling away as much the best in the Riyadh Sprint. The winner there, the American, the Breeders' Cup Sprint winner, Straight No Chaser, with John Velasquez aboard. Really the big favorite on the board, no matter in the Whirlpool and here in the American pool. He paid $3.90. John Velasquez aboard. And what a great win it was for Dan Blacker and the crew there, and the My Horse Racing Stable, which has Straight No Chaser winning the big Riyadh Sprint. Mutaham finished second, and Gabby's sister was third in the race. And in the fifth race, the Saudi International, the winner there was a big long shot. Astral got there. Astral was a big, huge long shot. It was 30-1 on the morning line here in America. I did not get a chance to get the Parimutuel payoffs on that, but it was a big price. Nevertheless, the biggest price on the card. So, after the Naomi Turf Cup, there'll be the Turf Sprint at 6¾ furlongs on the turf. I would think it's like 3/4 of a mile on the turf, though, whatever this misprint is, on the turf in that race. It is, and the 2-1 favorite there will be Ascali Pacino. And that'll be the seventh race on the card. The Red Sea Handicap at a mile and 7/8 on the turf will be the race before the big Saudi Cup. And that race looks like it's a wide open event, at least from the morning line. The 3-1 lukewarm favorite in that race is continuous. And then, of course, the Saudi Cup will be the ninth race on the card for $20 million. The Saudi Cup, I have no late scratches in the Saudi Cup so far. And there are, well, the 15 horse, Scotland Yard, has been scratched, but that was a little bit earlier. In any case, they'll go to the post in that one. The 5-2 on the morning line is Romantic Warrior. That's a big favorite in that race, along with Forever Young. And Forever Young is in the race as well. That horse is 8-5 on the morning line, so he's actually the favorite there. And that in the Saudi Cup. That will continue as we continue our race day show, looking ahead stateside here. Weather here in Las Vegas right now, 43 degrees. We're going to get up to 68 degrees today here in Las Vegas. I can tell you, man, they're really chatting away on the chat box. If you do, go to the YouTube app, find the race day show on the app, the South Point Studio Streaming Network. Race day is on there. And then you'll see the chat box on the right-hand side of the page. And if you haven't subscribed already, do so. It is free, no charge for subscription. And then you can start chatting away with all of the chatters that are going on now. They got a lot of stuff going on the chat box right now. And, of course, most of them, I guess, folks are already up watching the races in Saudi Arabia. In any case, looking ahead here on the stateside, we have Jonathan Ardoon with us today, Rich Ang, and John Lindo and Jerry J. Believe it or not, Rich Ang has a pick in one of the undercard races for the Saudi Arabia. That race will run after we're off the air, so you won't miss it. We'll get that pick from him a little bit later on. The race book here at the South Point is open. People are in the race book playing the races here at the South Point. It opened up at 5 a.m. But the Saudi Cup, of course, will be the main event for $20 million. It lost a lot of luster, though, when White Abarrio, Sierra Leone, and Laurel River all defected from the race in the weeks leading up to the big race. But nevertheless, the Japanese horse Forever Young has a chance to score out today as the favorite in that big race there. A couple of news notes to get to. California wagering, the state of California wagering, was down in 2004 by 7%. That was the decline that was reported in the California Horse Racing Board meeting the other day. Wagering down in California 7%. You can understand that with them knocking out all of Northern California there. And Bullard is going to be scratched tomorrow in the Rebel Stakes. Bullard will not go. He pitched a fever, and so he will not be in the Rebel Stakes tomorrow. And Oaklawn Park, that was supposed to run Friday's canceled card today on Saturday, canceled today's card. So Friday's card's been canceled twice, yesterday and today. Don't know when they're going to run that, but I do know one thing, that today's original card with the Rebel Stakes, the Honey Bee, and six stakes races overall on the big day of racing at Oaklawn has been transferred to tomorrow. The Rebel Stakes, the Honey Bee, and all that great big Saturday card that was supposed to go today will go tomorrow at Oaklawn Park. The only cancellation we have today is at Oaklawn Park. So that Friday card is just about history, that's for sure. But we'll get that. That'll go tomorrow. Oaklawn has been canceled today. And one other quick note. There's a big scandal happening in the state of Pennsylvania. HISA has tagged 13 trainers and one vet over an 18-month period for administering illegal drugs to horses, the illegal injections for horses that have run in both Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, and New York. 10 tracks in those states overall. This was a widespread investigation, and you know what's about to hit the fan there. 18-month investigation, 13 trainers and one vet, and we will keep you posted as that story continues to unfold there. But as far as racing is concerned here, we're all set and ready to go. Taking a look quickly at what happened yesterday around the country. At Aqueduct, Linda Rice and Jose Lascano got the races started at Aqueduct with the first race winner paying $3.50. Trainer Greg Sacco had a big day. He had three wins yesterday at Aqueduct. He won his first in the third race with Manny Franco at $3.30, came back in the fifth race with Eric Cancel. That was Cancel's second win on the day with Greg Sacco paying $18.20. And Sacco won his third race of the day in the seventh race with Cancel, who had his second win of the day, Cancel, both with Greg Sacco. That paid $5.90. Romero Murat won a couple of races yesterday as well. He won the eighth race, paying $15.20 in the last race for David Dugan, and also won another race on the card. Jose Lascano also had a couple of races. Jose Lascano won the fourth race after the first race with Linda Rice for James Ferraro, paying $7.70. Not one horse in the pick six yesterday paid more than $18, and only one horse paid over $10 after that. That was $15.20. But yet, the pick six was not hit yesterday at Aqueduct. Five out of six paid $197.50. Big favorite went down in one of those races. And that it will cause a carryover for today at Aqueduct. Want to congratulate both Jerry Jay and Jonathan Nardoon. They came with us for a Sirocco play yesterday in the sixth race. Jerry's horse won the race. Dots Dollar, that horse paid $8.40. Nardoon's horse ran second. That was also part of Jerry's link up. So Jerry won the race with an 8.40 winner. His Dollar Exacta and the Sirocco play. The Sirocco Exacta play for a dollar paid $15.10, $30.20 for a $2 Exacta. 50-cent trifecta with the link-ups paid $29.37, and they had a 10-cent super in a race that only had six horses in it. That 10-cent super paid $8.30. $0.05. That yesterday at Aqueduct at Gulfstream Park. Trainer Michael Yates and Jose D'Angelo had a couple of winners. D'Angelo with Bravo won the second race at 11.60, came back in the sixth race with Ortiz, I Read Ortiz, and paid $4 even. Yates winner in the third race with Miguel Vasquez, paid $18.40, came back in the eighth race with Vasquez again, so they won together two races yesterday. That horse paid $14.20 in the eighth race. And the pick six at Gulfstream paid $3,151.76. At Santa Anita yesterday, Jerry J. had a reverse play that won in the second race. His key horse ran second, Constant Conflict, but he got beat by one of his link-ups that was a good-priced horse that paid $13.20. And so that reverse dollar exacta paid $16.80. And yesterday, Juan Hernandez won three races in the row. He won the fifth race for Mike McCarthy at $18.60, the sixth race for Bob Baffert paying $3.20, and the seventh race for Richard Mandela paying $10.20. And boy, I'll tell you what, the most impressive race of the day, the most impressive win of the day yesterday at Santa Anita came in the eighth race. The winner there, Formula Rosa, not only battled Bob Baffert's favorite in the race to submission, but then pulled away under Mike Smith and was eased at the wire for trainer Richard Mandela. Time of the race, 108.73 one-hundredths of a second, geared down, winning. Formula Rosa paid $10 even for that impressive win yesterday. We'll see if she can get two turns in her next start. She might be a budding star, certainly in the sprint division for sure. The early pick five, 480, that was the first race. That was Mark Glatt's first win of the day. Mark Glatt won the first race at that 480, and he also won the eighth race. That was not Richard Mandela's horse. I apologize. The Formula Rosa was Mark Glatt's horse. Mark Glatt was the trainer there, so he's got that really impressive filly with Mike Smith paying $10 even. So Glatt won that first and eighth race. Mandela had the winner of the seventh, but he didn't have the winner of the eighth. That was Formula Rosa. That was under Mark Glatt's care. The late pick five. Now, the late pick five paid. Started out with an 1860 winner, then 320, 1020, 10 even, and the last race winner paid 980. The late pick four, exempt of the $18 winner, paid $164.35. The $18 winner to start out the pick five was worth $1,642.05 in the pick five, a difference of $1,477.70. Big, big difference there in the early in the late pick five and the late pick four yesterday at Santa Anita. And last night at Turfway Park in the Cincinnati Trophy, the winner there was White Rocks, gate to wire for Victor Carrasco and Arnold Delacour, paying $13.30, outrunning Admit and Something About Other that finished third in the Cincinnati Trophy last night at Turfway. All right, we're getting busy. They're going to the starting gate, 2 minutes to post time for the next race in Saudi Arabia. We're going to go to our first break. When we come back, hopefully have the results of that race for you. And, of course, your racing menu and our handicappers. We're just getting started on this Saturday. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
We'll be right back.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. They're still walking around behind the starting gate for the Nelm Turf Cup and the big 3-5 favorite in that race, as it's been bet from the get-go, and that is Shin Emperor. We'll wait and see as that race develops. In the meantime, we're going to get you to the racing menu. As far as the weather is concerned, pretty clear across the country. Cold temperatures in some places, but clear across the country, except for the Gulf area at in Texas and Louisiana. They got a lot of rain and stuff going on down there. Miami 73, New York 42, LA 78, and of course here in Las Vegas, as I say, we'll get up to 68 degrees. Phoenix, Arizona 79 degrees there. Wow. And of course Chicago, they check in at 34 degrees as a high for today. Here's your racing menu for today, reminding you first post times are Pacific. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it, so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Now, Oaklawn Park has been canceled today. Cancellation at Oaklawn Park today, okay? And, of course, the racing is underway at Saudi Arabia, and the Nelm Turf Cup is underway at a mile and 5/16. They are on their way in that race. That is the sixth out of nine races today at the Riyadh Racecourse. All right, we go to Laurel Park. Laurel Park has nine races, a couple of stakes races for 100 grand. They are the Wide Country that goes as the seventh for three-year-old fillies, and the Miracle Wood that goes for three-year-olds at a mile, the eighth race at Laurel. First post time at Laurel is set at 9:10 at Laurel. Pick six jackpot carryover there, $2,561. Next comes Tampa Bay. They got a couple of stakes races today for $125,000. The Lightning City will be the eighth race at five furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares 4-year-olds and up. And the 10th race will be the Turf Dash at five furlongs on the turf for 4-year-olds and up as well. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time for their 10 race card set at 9:25. And their pick six jackpot carryover today, $68,147. First post time is at 9:25. Aqueduct has nine races today, the Big A in New York. And, of course, they've got their feature race. The Heavenly Prize Invitational comes early. It's the third race on the card at a mile for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. Seven go to the post. Weigh the Risks is the 6-5 favorite in that one before scratches. That's the third on the card. And you got 10 races today at Aqueduct. And the first post time there is at 9:40 at Aqueduct. They got that carryover in their pick six, $15,932. First post time at Aqueduct, 9:40. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's feature race is the Gulfstream Park Sprint at six furlongs. That'll be the seventh race on the card. And favorite there at 6-5 is Nakatomi. That's the seventh on the card. 12 races at Gulfstream. Gulfstream Park's pick six rainbow jackpot carryover, $114,536. $114,536. And again, first post time for 12 races at Gulfstream set at 9:50. They just crossed the finish line in the Nelm Turf at a mile and 5/16 at Saudi Arabia at the course there. And the winner was the big favorite. The winner there was the big favorite. So we'll move on. Fairgrounds. Their first post time is 10:45 for nine races, 10:45 at Fairgrounds today. And we go to Sunland Park. All quarter horses today. Sunland Park has nine races. Their first post time is set at 11:25. 11:25 at Sunland. Turf Paradise has eight races. The first race will be a quarter horse stakes race. Races two through eight will be thoroughbreds. Turf Paradise first post time is set at 11:55. 11:55 at Turf Paradise today. Then we go to Santa Anita. Santa Anita has a first post time of 12:30. 12:30 at Santa Anita today. They've got 10 races. Their feature race is the Wishing Well. It comes as the third race on the card. Early in the card, the Wishing Well, the third race, six furlongs on the turf, a field of six before scratches. 3-5 favorite there is Queen Maxima with Juan Hernandez aboard. First post time at Santa Anita is at 12:30. 12:30 today at Santa Anita for their 10 races. Turfway Park has 10 races. Today is a race that holds Kentucky Derby leaderboard points, and that is the John Battaglia Memorial. It'll be the seventh race, a mile and 16th for three-year-olds. The 2-1 favorite in this race, First Resort, has been scratched. So you scratch First Resort, wide open, 13 horses left entered in the John Battaglia. That's the seventh race on the card. 10 races overall at Turfway. Pick six jackpot carry over $29,505 at Turfway Park. They got a super high five carry over $1,666. Their first post time is at 2:55. Turfway Park for 10 races. Delta Downs has 11 races. Their first post time is 2:50. Then you go to Charlestown. Charlestown has 8 races today. Charlestown's pick six jackpot carryover, $12,956. 8 races, first post time, 4 p.m. And then we go to Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Al in Southern California has 8 races, 2 thoroughbreds, 4 mixed breeds, 2 quarter horse races. And Los Alamitos, first post time is set at 7:10 tonight. And that is it. All right, taking a look at the simulcast screen here in the studio, the Naomi Turf won by the big favorite in the race, Shin Emperor. Shin Emperor wins. Last time I saw, he was 3-5 on the American pool there. So we'll wait and see. Maybe Exactus and Trifectus will pay something there. We now go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. He was 4-5, to tell you the truth. I don't know how you watch any races there unless your horse is on the lead or in the top flight. I mean, I don't know. It's just not enjoyable. They all wear the same color saddle cloths. It's not an easy racing to watch.
Well, you know, the thing about it is they got that car that moves along the inner railing. So you see the horses closed up on the inner railing, but you have no depth concept of how wide the field is or anything else, like we have here in America with the pan cameras. But nevertheless, a lot of money up for grabs there in Saudi Arabia. And the American jockeys, Rosario won a race. And, of course, John Velasquez won aboard a Straight No Chaser. Big win there, I thought, in Dubai in that race.
Yeah, what a terrific performance. I mean, he's really good now. And obviously the horse has had physical problems throughout his career. But when he runs, he's really runs well. And I guess Dubai is next for that horse. Hopefully, you know, he stays sound, and then we'll see him in the Breeders' Cup.
One wonders, the Dubai World Cup comes up, what, in about 4-6 weeks?
Soon. Yeah, something like that. Right.
I would think they'd keep him over there somewhere. They'd go right to Dubai from Saudi and keep him over there at you know, the Dubai race course there.
Makes sense to me.
But we're not, we don't own or train the horse, that's for sure.
We don't get to make any decisions.
owned by, of course, the
974 people, my racehorse.
My racehorse, yeah. They're going to take a lot of, they're going to get a lot of Winter Circle pitcher orders, that's for sure. In any case.
The interesting thing, and Ralph, if you were part of that group, they had a raffle, I guess, and they gave away a couple of trips to Saudi Arabia. So if you were involved, you had a chance to for a trip of a lifetime, I guess.
Now you're talking about the winners.
My racehorse. You know,
the people.
The owners that were involved. They had a lottery, and I guess two or three people. I don't know how many got to go to Saudi Arabia if they won that lottery. So
wow, that's a good deal.
There you go. Yeah.
Now, how many people do you say is in this syndicate for this horse?
974 own him, but the 974 didn't go to Saudi Arabia.
Well, I understand. We understand, yeah. But you already explained that. But the thing here, Jonathan, is now do they share? Do they get like they split the purse money? Do they share in the purse money? How does that go? I mean, you know,
they all get checks. I mean, they're not big checks because there are a lot of people involved, but it's something, you know, it's not about the money. I don't think it's more about being involved in horse racing, which is a good thing.
Yeah, you got to think, though. I mean, it's a multi-million-dollar race.
Yeah. Listen, I agree with you. I think in the after winning the Breeders' Cup, they got maybe $97 each. So I don't know. It's minimal compared to what the purses really are. That but again, I think it's more about being in a club and having the feeling of owning a horse.
Well, certainly, and owning a horse. You know, those guys have been pretty good because they won the Derby with the horse.
What do you mean? They won the Preakness with Lucas this year. Seize the Gray or whatever. When he went, he went wire to wire. He was a my racehorse. Yeah.
They're doing they're doing good work there. And they get people involved where they can afford to get in there. Yeah, right. I mean, you might whatever the dividend check is. Although it was a $2 million race, so they got to get something. But it's the thrill of saying I own that horse. You know,
right.
All right, so that takes care of that race. We'll wait and see if we can get what happened besides him winning the race, because they're still doing the interview. The jock's still on the horse trying to get in the winner's circle. But in any case, looking ahead to the Breeders' Cup, looking ahead to the Saudi Cup, I want to remind everybody, too, that the Riyadh Sprint that Straight No Chaser won was a Breeders' Cup qualifying race, which means a win and you're in. So he's in for the Breeders' Cup Sprint this year to defend his title. I'm sure they would have went anyhow, but now he gets a win and you're in. The Saudi Correct. Cup is also a Breeders' Cup qualifier win and you're in. So whoever wins that now gets to go into the Breeders' Cup Classic on the Breeders' Cup dime. And it's a shame that the three big horses that were pointing for that race in Huayda Barrio, Sierra Leone, and Laurel River didn't make the show. But it all centers around, I think, Japanese, the Forever Young and Romantic Warrior right now.
Well, Forever Young is the 8-5 morning line favorite. He's run well in the past there, so he's obviously the horse to beat, and the race goes through him.
Yes, it does. And how do you see it? Do you see him winning it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's the horse to beat. No question about it.
All right. Well, then let's get started with some picks for today on stateside. What do you say?
All right. Let's go to Aqueduct. Look at the 9th race today. It's a mile on the main track. By the way, the weather is beautiful in New York. It's just cold, but the sun is shining and no rain or snow in sight. So that's a good thing. 9th race today, a mile on the main track. You got a couple of late scratches in there. The 1A Stroncino comes out and the 9 Arrow Speed comes out, still leaving a field of 9. And I like the number 3 horse in here, Emirati's Road. 6-year-old gelding from the Brad Cox barn, Manny Franco aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. Number 3, Emirati's Road, wins today's 9th race out at Aqueduct.
Okay, we got a couple of scratches in there that you gave, and that, of course, they are the 1A and the 9, but you like the 3, Emirati's Road. Manny Franco aboard the 3 in the 9th race. That's Jonathan's pick at Aqueduct. Where do we go next?
Let's go to Gulfstream. Look at race number 2. It's a mile on the turf, and I like the number 7 horse in here, Tuta La Vita, a 5-year-old mare from the Ignacio Correas barn. Vincent Chaminade aboard to ride. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. She has 2 races in this country. First race she ran on the turf, it was declared a no contest, but she was really running well in that race. I think she obviously probably would have won. Last time out, she ran on synthetic. Back to the turf today. Number 7, Tuta La Vita, wins today's 2nd race out at Gulfstream.
All right. You like saying that name, 2nd race. Tuta La Vita, the 7 in the 2nd race at Gulfstream, is Jonathan's play there. And I know you have to have one at Santa Anita.
10th and final, full field of 12 there, Ralph, a mile on the turf. And I like the number 6 horse in here, Tirupati, a 4-year-old filly from the Jonathan Thomas barn. He does a terrific job. This is an improving horse. She's getting better with each start. She's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Number 6, Tirupati, sends you home a winner in today's 10th and final out at Santa Anita.
All righty. Kyle Frey doing the work on that horse, and he's been riding rather well right now at Santa Anita. So in the 10th and final race, we get dinner money with number 6, Tirupati, the 6 in the 10th race at Santa Anita. I want to remind you that Jonathan has full sheets today for Aqueduct, for Gulfstream, and for Santa Anita at your website, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph.
Hey, well, hold on a second. We got to have one final words of wisdom from you.
Go ahead. What final words do you want?
There it is. Go ahead. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Have a great day. Stay safe and be well.
Oh, you got Thank it, my you, man. Ralph. All right. They're still doing the winner's circle ceremonies there in Saudi Arabia at the racetrack there, Riyadh. But the favorite did win that race, and we'll try to get you the balance of the results if we can, because they're showing a signal that's coming right from there. The American pool might be different, so I don't want to give you the wrong prices, etc. And we'll try to get that for you on the break. In the meantime, we're going to our break, and when we come back, Rich Eng is standing by, and he has some picks at the remaining races there at the Riyadh Racecourse, so don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risks their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. They're still doing a lot of the big winner circle ceremony there in Saudi Arabia, but there's 29 minutes to go until the next race. That next race is going to be the $2 million turf sprint at 3/4 of a mile, 6 furlongs on the turf there at their race course and for four-year-olds and up. And Rich Eng does have a pick in that race for us, so we'll get right to Richie. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, it's been an interesting day so far in Saudi Arabia at the Riyadh race course. And, of course, the American sprint winner, the Breeders' Cup sprint winner, Mr. Chaser, had them chasing him, that's for sure. And now we get to the meat and the bones here of the big racing card. We've got three more big races left. The one coming up, the turf sprint at 28 minutes away, is a $2 million race. Of course, the Red Sea Handicap on the turf as well at 1 mile and 78 is $2.5 million, and then the $20 million Saudi Cup. And Rich, before you get to your selections at Santa Anita, you have both a selection in the upcoming race with 28 minutes to post time, and the big Saudi Cup. So, where are we going for the race coming up here, the Turf Sprint?
Yeah, I already bet these two horses, Ralph, and the first one in the seventh race is the number six horse, Howard Wolowitz. And if anybody's a fan of the Big Bang Theory, Howard Wolowitz is one of the characters in that TV show. But I've bet this horse three races in a row, Ralph, and this horse won two of them. In the Breeders' Cup, this horse got stymied under Flavian Pratt behind a wall of horses. This is a very dangerous turf sprinter with a punishing late kick. I believe the horse is 8-1 in the morning line, but it's like double that in the wind pool right now. Ah. But that's the first horse I'm going to bet. And in the ninth race in the Saudi Cup, the $20 million Saudi Cup, I'm going to take a chance to try to upset the big favorite, Forever Young. I'm trying the number nine, Romantic Warrior. This horse, Ralph, has won 18 out of 23 races lifetime, but all have come on the grass. But I guarantee you, you know, people like this, when they're going for a big pot, this horse has been training on dirt and has told him he should be able to handle it. The horse has plenty of class. I'm going to take a shot. Number nine, Romantic Warrior in the Saudi Cup.
All right, let's recap. In the upcoming turf sprint, number six, Howard Wolowitz. And I'm glad that you mentioned his start in the Breeders' Cup, because he is an American horse that went over there. Jaramillo gets the mount, MSL Jaramillo there, the six horse, Howard Wolowitz. A nice price, too. Right now, he's 5-1 with 26 minutes to go until that race. So, folks out there, hopefully you'll be running into the race book behind us to make that bet here at the South Point. But number six, Howard Wolowitz in the upcoming turf sprint. And then in the Saudi Cup, you like Romantic Warrior, which will be number nine number 9 in the ninth race. Easy to remember, the 9 in the ninth race. In the upcoming seventh race, Howard Wolowitz is number 6, the 6 in the seventh race. Now we can get to your Santa Anita selection back on the home base here.
Yeah, let's take a look at the third race, Ralph. It's the Wishing Well, and there's a heavy favorite on the rail, the number 1, Queen Maxima, who is 3-5 in the morning line and probably going to be every bit of that. But, you know, on the small field, you know, Jerry Jackowitz likes to say if you can get a mid-priced horse in the small field, it's a huge factor in your horizontal bets. But I'm going to try the number 5, Stay and Scam. This horse has been nibbling in a lot of stakes races, has faced a much tougher competition than the 1, Queen Maxima. And I love the switch to Frankie Dettori, who is still one of the best riders in the world. 7-2 is a square price. If I can upset the 3-5 favorite, that'll help all my horizontal bets on the early part of the card, Ralph.
Okay, you got it. In the third race, they featured Wishing Well, and that comes early on the card. You like the 5. Stay and Scam, the 5. With the Florida-bound Frankie Dettori aboard, 7-2 on the morning line, and you know that Queen Maxima on the morning line at 3-5 is going to be getting all the action. So if we can beat the big favorite there, we'll get a nice price on number 5, Stay and Scam, in the third race at Santa Anita. I want to remind everybody out there that Rich Eng has a full sheet of handicapping for Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll get to John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz, and I will try to search out some prices for you. The World Paramutual payoff on this, and I don't know if it's the same for the American pool. The American pool might be part of the World pool. I don't know that for a fact, but the winner paid $3.70. And by the way, to finish out that race, in case you had exactas and trifectas, the second-place finisher in that race was Caliph, the 3-horse, and the third-place finisher was the 1, Al Rifa. So it came in that way, the 9-3-1 in the exotics there. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Reno, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after 2 games.
I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the dark colds. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bump.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN and join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of joke, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. I want to do a correct one thing, and I can tell you that the post positions and the betting numbers are different there. So I said the 9. It was not the 9. It was the 6 horse in that race. Shin Emperor, the 6 one at the big favorite, the 6 Shin Emperor, paid $3.70. The second place finisher was number 3, Caliph, and the third place finisher was the 1, Al Rifa, okay? And that the payoff that I told you on the Wynn Mutual, $3.70, is part of the American pool. So it was a big favorite in that race. Now we go out to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Good. We'll be sleeping by like 6 o'clock tonight. We're getting up early in the morning to watch all those races in Saudi Arabia. But it's been fun.
Oh, absolutely. And you're running for $20 million. You got to pay attention to see what's going on.
No question about that. The American horses and the American riders are standing up quite well, I think. A big win in the Riyadh Sprint for Straight No Chaser. He was just superior over all of those horses.
Yeah, you know, the Japanese horse went with him early. And actually, Straight No Chaser did what he did in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. He allowed the other horse to go a little bit. Yeah. And then going into the turn, he just right inside, he held his position, and Johnny Velasquez went to the front, and it was a pretty easy win. Just to give you an idea, you know, this main track in Riyadh is not as quick as what you see in California. Final time for that sprint was 111.16. So, and they had mentioned earlier on the broadcast that the main track was a little bit slower and deeper. So we'll see how that plays going on. But Straight No Chaser, now an international graded stakes winner.
And if they have intentions to go to Dubai, would think they'd keep him in that part of the world and go right to Dubai to Maidan Racecourse and prepare there for his next start in Dubai if he's going there.
I would think so. You know, you're out there already. It's not that far from where they're at now. So I would think that they would just probably move over to Maidan City and set up shop over there. And I think it's the third or fourth week in March that they run the Dubai World Cup card. So that would make a lot of sense, and there's a lot of money to be had.
And with this win today, he already qualifies to defend his championship in the Breeders' Cup Sprint when they get back down to Del Mar in the fall.
And that's a home game for him, so yeah. That's even better.
Yeah, glad to see that, too, because Dan Blacker is a good, solid trainer, one of the young guys here. Glad to see him getting his chance in the sun.
Absolutely, and they made 974 owners very happy.
Yes, they did. Certainly, and I'm sure that the gentleman who's taking the pitchers in the winner's circle is going to get a lot of orders for the winner's circle pitcher, that's for sure. Looking ahead now to, Richie came with a horse in this next turf sprint, which, by the way, is 20 minutes to post time, Richie's horse, and I got to look at the numbers because the post positions are different. The six horse, Howard Wolowitz, which, of course, is a horse that we know here in America competing in stakes races. Wolowitz is 5-1 on the pool right now, the 12 horse, and I'll have to look again to make sure I get the right one. Ascoli Pizzino is the favorite at 5-2, but it's a pretty wide open event. How do you see? Do you see it this race at all?
Well, the value to me was number 13 in this race, 10 Happy Rose, coming out beaten less than two lengths in the Breeders' Cup Mile at Del Mar. That was going a mile around two turns. And you look at this horse's Japanese form, and 7/8 was kind of what this mare wanted to do. So cuts back to a sprint here, and based on that, what we saw in that good run where she went 6 furlongs and 108 and change in the Breeders' Cup Mile before she got caught, mm-hmm. At 13, 14, 15-1, whatever she's hanging out right now, that's value to me here in this sprint, turf sprint.
All right, looking ahead, a couple of races down the line, and that is the $20 million, the richest race, horse race in the world right now, the $20 million Saudi Cup at 1 1/8 for four-year-olds and up, and a big, bulky field there. Rich Ang came with the 9-horse, Romantic Warrior, at 5-2. The 8-5 favorite, of course, is the Japanese horse, Forever Young, but I'm sure there'll be good prices up and down the board there with the missing of the three big really marquee horses that would have made this race in Wida Barrio, Laurel River, and Sierra Leone. But nevertheless, it's $20 million, and they're going for it. How do you see it?
Well, Forever Young likes being on the outside. You've seen him run down the outside of the track several times, and he won the Saudi Derby there, so you don't have to wonder if he likes that racetrack. He is absolutely the one to beat, but I think Romantic Warrior is absolutely the one he has to beat. I think they're head and shoulders above this field. I mentioned earlier in the week, Ralph, I think Romantic Warrior is the best turf horse in the world. The only question is, will he handle dirt? And he's in post number 3, even though the saddle cloth number is different. So he'll probably get some kickback in his face, and we'll see how he handles it. But if he does, he's good enough to beat Forever Young. I'm really looking forward to watching this matchup.
Romantic Warrior and Forever Young, you think that's a lock 'em up exacta?
I do. Unless Romantic Warrior doesn't handle the dirt. That's the only question. But they are absolutely the class of this field.
Do we have any indications from the horse, obviously training on the dirt, et cetera, from his connections, if they think he, obviously, for $20 million, you're going to take a chance. But do they think that he may very well, because you train on dirt all the time, I wonder if they took some training lessons with horses in front of him kicking some dirt in his face.
Oh, you got to think that they've done the work to come out here. So, and again, galloping on it is one thing, but going at race speed with horses kicking sand back in your face is a different thing. So we'll see how that works.
Yeah, and we'll see if they tried to recreate that in leading up to this race during the morning workouts. And that is the Saudi Cup. You look at the two favorites as pretty hard to beat from the rest of the card. It's a shame that those three big horses from America didn't make it there. But nevertheless, two big horses from America and Laurel River. I keep forgetting Laurel River did start in America, but is now on that part of the country as the kingpin there. Now we get back to back in our neighborhood, back here in Southern California at Santa Anita. where they have a 10-race card today. The feature race is the Wissing Well. That'll be early on the card. And where are we going with the pick today, John?
I'll go right to the opener, 12:30 first post time today at Santa Anita in the first race. I like number two, Chili Philly, dropping out of a stakes race where she ran well, beaten less than two lengths. She gets Lasix now that she's out of the stakes rank, so Lasix for the first time. From the inside post, post number two, she falls into a good trip here, stalking the pace, and I really think it sets up well. So if we get 9-2 in the morning line, again, there's value here. Number two, Chili Philly, race number one, Santa Anita.
First race post time is 12:30 today Pacific time. In the first race, we've got a singleton in the early pick five, the two-horse Chili Philly. The two in the first race, Santa Anita is John's pick. Don't forget, he has the full Lindner report covering all the races at Santa Anita, the late pick four suggestion, and the coast-to-coast pick five suggestion as well there with the races from Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. All the goody information as well. It's all full right there in the full Lindner report, and it's available only in one place here in the gaming capital, and that's here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, exclusively for you, because they love horse players. Hey, thanks a lot, John. Enjoy the rest of the races in Saudi Arabia and, of course, here in America as well.
Okay, pace yourself today, Ralph. Long day.
I know it is, my man. Thanks a lot. All right, we're going to Jerry Jackowitz now. And, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
I don't think you have any thoughts about the Saudi Cup, but if you do, you can give them to us now.
Well, the Japanese guys are pretty good at shipping, so...
We'll take it at that, yeah.
Forever Young looks pretty tough.
All right. Now, I want to thank you so much for that play yesterday at Aqueduct. It was one of those key events when you see what you're talking about, small fields but overvalued prices. And that happened with your selection and the link-ups in your pick yesterday at Aqueduct.
Yeah, we sort of ran the table. It wasn't really much in the race. I thought the prices were really great.
Yeah, no kidding.
We caught the reverse attack in at Santa Anita, which was always nice to watch.
And that was, I was going to also say that. And at Santa Anita, another one of your key thoughts about it is sometimes when the key horse runs second, but the link ups win at better prices, it's better off having the link up win. And that is an example of what happened yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's our strategy. We try and find at least moderate overlays, and we try to include other overlays, and hopefully they come in together.
Two of the things that you've been professing on the show were applied to and came out yesterday, the one at Aqueduct and the one at Santa Anita. I hope people took that strategy and worked fine there. Today's another day, though, so we're going to parlay some of that winner money yesterday to more winners today. We'll go to Aqueduct first.
Let's go to the third race, Ralph. Kid's Last Lap, the one horse in the third race, looks pretty good to me. It's a star horse. There's two star horses in the race, but this is the faster of the two, and trainer's just superb. I'll take the one, Kid's Last Lap in the third, over the two, three, and four. Do some reverses, two, three, and four back over the one, but I'm really all about the one, Kid's Last Lap, Aqueduct.
Well, third. Not only are you all about the one, but because of two late scratches in the race, you're all about a lock 'em up exacta, because the one, Kid's Last Lap, is in, of course, 4-1 on the morning line. However, the three horse Weigh the Risk, which is one of your link ups, is 6-5. So we're looking at the longer price to beat the 6-5. Scratch the two and the four out of the race. So you got the 1-3 and the reverse of the 3-1 in that race. The one is the key. That is the Heavenly Prize Invitational Handicap, third race on the card at Aqueduct. And now we'll wrap it up at Santa Anita.
I must say, I'm disappointed about the scratches. They weren't up when I came on, but those are terrible scratches for us.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the 10th at Santa Anita. Number six, Tirupati, the six horse. Jonathan Thomas, Kyle Freya. I love this horse. Great win place bet. For exotics, I'll give you a wide spread. The six with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 12, and 13.
Ooh. Man.
And reverse 1, 2, 3, 4, 12, and 13 back over the six. I do expect a scratch out of this. So
all right. Tripati is the name of the horse. And that I know that because Jonathan Ardoon came with the same horse as well. So we got the Good Calculus Keeping seal of approval for handicappers in the 10th.
I'm betting all three of us pronounced it wrong.
All right. The six over 1, 2, 3, 4, 12, 13. And the power pages can be had at jerryjspowerpage.com. We got to wrap it up. 11 minutes to go to the next race at Saudi Arabia. And Jerry's got one more thing to say on this jam-packed show. He's going to say it right now.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Cilato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.